Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friends, Happy New Year. I'm your host, Leanine Heiss, and it is so good to have you here today. As we look at the year ahead, I hope you've taken some time to seek the Lord and to ask Him for even greater growth in the lives of your family, community, and schools. We're kicking off the new year on January 9th with Global Day of Fasting and Prayer. Today, we're talking to Kathy Armitage, our Global Director for Moms in Prayer International, to answer the questions and get the scoop all about this day. A quick note to all our group members listening to this podcast. Have you ever registered as a group member on the Moms in Prayer website? I was just reminded that it isn't just the group leaders that need access to the encouragement that Moms in Prayer brings, but also those who gather with us each week around the table. Can we make a New Year's resolution to take the 3 minutes necessary to register? Hop over to the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org and click Get Involved, and then Register. And then if you're an individual, register as an individual. It will get you the emails and updates that you want to get to stay connected to what's going on around the world in Moms in Prayer. Without further ado, help me welcome Kathy Armitage. Good morning to you and welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you, Lee. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you again, friend. And I so wish that we could have a group of us sitting around with coffee, because that's how you and I kind of like to hang out together.
It's true. We both have our mugs right now with us.
Right with us. Kathy, tell our audience about you and your family.
Thanks for asking. I live in San Diego and I am married to my high school sweetheart. His name is Matt, and I always tell moms that I am the worst nightmare when they say, "My freshman daughter's in love." And I say, "You pray for that girl because you never know," because I was a freshman in high school when we met.
I did not know that.
Yes. So I've been married for 33 years and we have 4 kids, big kids, a 30-year-old son, a 27-year-old son. Our only daughter is 25 and our youngest son is 20, and 3 out of college and working, and 1 plugging away, second year of college. And it is just a blessing to have all of our kids close by. We love it.
I think you have a beautiful family, but one of the things that I find most fascinating about you, and actually is demonstrated, if our friends could see you through the camera right now, they would see 1, 2, 3, 4, is that 5 surfboards behind your shoulder?
That is 5 surfboards, and that is a tiny representation of what is in our house. There's one hanging in my bedroom, and there's another at least dozen in the garage. It's crazy.
Girlfriend, you would love to live in the water. Is that true?
True. My family, we are a water family. I am the only non-surfer. I'm a stand-up paddleboarder, so I get to go out there and watch them all play in the waves while I cruise around. But yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. It's a blessing.
A true SoCal girl. So tell us how you got involved with Moms in Prayer.
Well, I got involved in Moms in Prayer probably in a very similar way as many moms around the globe, I truly believe. 1993, my oldest is starting kindergarten in the local public school. I've got a toddler on my leg and I'm pregnant with number 3, and my son is crying at the door of the kindergarten classroom every single day. And by 8 in the morning, I am wiped out from the emotions of it all. And on one tearful morning, a friend of mine who I had recently met, Betsy, she came up and put her arm around me and she said, "We pray on Wednesdays. I think you should come." And that was my invitation to Moms in Prayer. You know, there was no mission and vision casting. It was a mom who saw my need and said, "Come join us." And I've been praying on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock for the last 25 years.
Oh, praise God for brave women who look at us and go, "You are a mess. You need exactly. Moms in Prayer."
It is exactly how it went down. That is my Moms in Prayer story. I was a disaster.
Well, so you went to a group as a group member, but how did this leadership thing begin? Because you are the global ministry director for Moms in Prayer. We're going to need to know what that means, but how did you get to this place?
Well, by the grace of God is really the only answer. I am so
Amen.
humbled and honored to be a part of this ministry. But it really started like it does for many people in leadership. I was a member. I became a leader within that first year, continued on in leadership, became an area coordinator over our school district. And our school district happens to be where our founder for Nichols lives. And so I got to meet her and know her a little bit, spend some time with her. After several years as an area coordinator, she invited me to have a seat on the board of directors to sort of represent the mom in the field with young children. That's where I was at that time. And that was quite an honor. And while serving on the board, I got an opportunity to work part-time for the global ministry director at the time, Sally Burke, who is now our president. And Sally brought me into the fold to just assist in her department in overseeing some leadership development in a few countries. And that just blossomed. It blossomed into 10 hours and 15 hours and 25 hours. And then, of course, I was a part of the transition from Fern to Sally because I was serving as the chair of the board at the time. And that was our absolute honor to be a part of that transition. And when Sally took that new role, I took her role. So it's been quite a journey of God just stretching and allowing this girl from Bay Village, Ohio, from the middle of nowhere, to be a part of this incredible worldwide organization and sisterhood that you and I love so dearly.
Well, I remember seeing you for the first time at Festival of Joy almost 5 years ago in Dallas and thinking, who is that cute thing on our board? That is so fun. And remember that you were well spoken, but just as we've gotten to spend time together at retreats and staff getaways, it's been fun to see your heart, not only for Moms in Prayer in the United States, but also globally. Do you know or remember the first time that you caught global vision or women around the world begin praying?
That is such a great question. And I would say right away when I started working with Sally and I was overseeing the country of Canada, which is huge. And I'll never forget, I was literally making phone calls, sending out emails, trying to build relationships with women. And I met a woman who was a school bus driver and a leader of a Moms in Prayer group. And she shared a testimony of how she would pick up her kids, and every kid that walked on the bus, every child she would pray for, every school she dropped off at, she would pray for that school. And she was one little mom out in, you know, Nova Scotia. And I was blown away by her commitment to prayer. And as I began to hear more and more testimonies of what God was doing with women around the world, moms that were so committed to prayer, no matter where they were, no matter what they were doing, they were making the sacrifice and taking the time to do it. And it really inspired me because I think sometimes here in the United States, we're so busy that we feel like we don't have time to take that time to pray. But women around the world, they figure it out. They don't have time to not pray.
Right.
You know, it's a level of commitment and a level of passion for prayer for children and teachers in schools unlike I'd ever seen before.
And I know I've told you this story, but when I was in Haiti, I met a group of women that once a week pray all night long for their children in their schools. Not just an hour a week. It just blew me away. I was like, I'm teaching women how to pray, but can I just sit with you for a little bit and learn how to pray?
I agree. It's amazing. It's amazing. I met a mom a couple weeks ago who is from Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, and she was sharing how the women in her village, they'll get up at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and join together to pray because they all have to go off to work. The only time they can do it. It's inspirational, really.
Yeah, and it's a priority. It's not something that they're tacking on. That's their priority.
Yeah.
Kathy, what does your department work on? What does Global do?
So what our department does is really we pray. That's what we do in this ministry. But along with being committed to prayer for our leadership around the world, we also help to start and support Moms in Prayer groups in over 140 countries. We also help develop leadership. We see every mom's in prayer member is a potential leader, potential area coordinator, potential country coordinator. So we just get so excited about pouring into our leaders and our leadership around the world. So that's probably our biggest function, but we also work with translations. We have our Moms in Prayer booklet translated into 62 languages with several other updates and new translations pending. We also track trips. When our women travel to other countries, we will help them with resources, pray for them the whole time they're gone, touch base with them when they get back to hear testimonies about what God did. And so that's pretty much our main function, is overseeing the world with prayer and development and strategies too, Lee, to help them further the mission and vision wherever they live.
And you work with some really incredible leaders who are so gifted. I was just thinking about Olga de Tamacas, who was over Central America, and just what an incredible woman of leadership she was. And she's, you know, moved on out of her position, but each one of your directors and leaders are phenomenal women in their own right.
They really are. As a matter of fact, just recently I've been on the phone with our three international directors and several of our country coordinators, and it's just so humbling to spend time with them on the phone and to hear about what they're doing. I mean, they are doing this as a volunteer. They are overseeing entire countries, entire continents as volunteers. They are incredible, godly women. They were sharing such threads of unity, how Jesus knits our heart together, how we have this common mission and vision that, you know, it overcomes cultural differences and language barriers. You know, we are moms who love Jesus, and we are moms who are committed to prayer for the next generation. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to interact with them.
Well, I think you're already answering this question, but what are a few things you love about working with the women of the world?
Yeah, I feel like I might be repeating myself, but seriously, it is so inspirational just to spend time with them. You know, technology has really blessed our ministry in that we can get on Zoom calls and Skype calls. I'm interacting through WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger constantly with women from around the world, and they're sending pictures and sharing testimonies. And so just to watch them, you know, live and move and breathe this ministry where God has them. We say in our department, you know, there's only five of us in our department, and we always say we wish everybody could just come and sit in our office for just one day and see the testimonies of God's faithfulness and goodness that come across our desk.
I might get in trouble for saying this, so sorry in advance to headquarters, but I wish that too. I wish that everybody had a chance to come and sit in the global department, because they would be so surprised to learn, first of all, that your office is about half the size of my bedroom closet. maybe even my powder room, if I do say that. But there are pictures of women around the world, things that have been sent as gifts to say thank you. I mean, just really, it's like going to a special little corner of the globe. Just, it's fascinating and humbling, and there's rarely a dull day in your department either.
It's true. And it is, it's so special. And I'm so grateful that we are able to connect. You know, back when the global department first started, they were, you know, sending booklets through the mail and sending letters through the mail, and they were waiting for a month to, you know, get a response. And now, Lee, I would love to just flip through my phone and just show you on any given day, I'm talking to Nigeria and Canada and somewhere in South America or Central America. And it's sisters in Christ exchanging the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, really, is what it is. And it feels miraculous that I can talk in real time with people, you know, all across the world.
Oh, yeah. We often bemoan technology in the lives of our kids, but what it has done to advance the gospel and Moms in Prayer has been phenomenal.
It's true. Even on my phone, you know, I have the Moms in Prayer booklet downloaded on my phone, and I've got all the contacts. I've got my Bible. I have everything that I need in the palm of my hand to move forward in this ministry, as do many women around the world. So it's really incredible.
Yeah, it's a miracle. It really is. I know not every day is easy, though, Kathy. I'm thinking about just prayer requests that we get from moms who are in dire circumstances.
It's tough. I do tell you that as much as we rehearse God's glory and rejoice on a weekly basis, we can find ourselves in tears at our computer on a weekly basis too, because we do have moms that have desperate issues and desperate needs. You know, for some moms in some parts of the world, their weekly prayers, you won't ever hear prayers about SAT scores or college applications. You're hearing prayers about that my child will get home safely from school, that my child will not fall into serious sin temptations because of the communities that they live in. Broken homes, single moms, really, really difficult things. It's in many parts of the world, it's about food, clothing, and shelter. And so the prayers are desperate.
One of the things that's coming up on January 9th is our Global Day of Prayer and Fasting, and you and I are both so excited about this. Will you tell us about this day?
Well, it is a really exciting day. You know, it's an opportunity for us as moms. You know, in Moms in Prayer, we pray an attribute of God. We pray scripture over our children. We come to God on this one day a year, globally as sisters in Christ, and we use one prayer sheet, one attribute, the same scripture, and have a unified just chorus of prayer around the world. And this year it's going to be on January 9th, and we're just so excited about it. If you go to our website, Lee, everything is loaded and ready to go. We have 20 prayer sheets. Our amazing country coordinator, Susan Shepherd, created our prayer sheet for us this year, and it's based on our theme this year from the book of Luke, which is be clothed with power from on high. And so we're going to praise God this year that God empowers. Women all over the world are going to be reading the same scriptures, corporately praising, silently confessing, thanksgiving, thanking God out loud, and then praying scripture for our children, for our teachers, for our schools, for the ministry of Moms in Prayer, and of course for revival and for spiritual awakening for this next generation and the generations to come.
So you said 20 prayer sheets, but what you mean is 20 translated
Thank you so much for clarifying that. Yes, including English, then we have 19 prayer sheets that are all God empowers in different languages, from Albanian to Dutch to Korean to Swedish.
That's amazing.
It really is amazing, though. We have an incredible team of translators, volunteers who are just anointed and gifted. And we sent that prayer sheet out in the fall, and they are loaded and ready to go on the website. You can just download it and print it off.
I love that so much. And we actually have prayer calls around at least America, right, where we can join in community over the phone.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that, because there's several different ways you can participate. There's a lot of freedom and flexibility around this day. You know, the spirit of it is this really 24-hour chorus of prayer, you know, starting in New Zealand and Japan and making its way across Africa and Europe, and then, of course, ultimately the rest of the way west. But if you are in the United States, there is a USA prayer conference schedule that is on the website. If you go to events and Global Day of Prayer and Fasting, you'll see that there. And then, of course, if you're somewhere else in the world, you could call a meeting of your own Moms in Prayer group and pray through the prayer sheet together. You could do it over the phone. You could do a conference call. You could do, you know, social media. You could get on WhatsApp or, you know, whatever tool you're using and grab some sisters in Christ to pray. And, you know, you can do it by yourself. If God is calling you to a personal day of prayer and fasting, you just feel free to use this tool and join us. We just want everybody to know that we're excited to have you be a part of this day.
So you said fasting. It is Global Day of Prayer and Fasting.
I said it.
Yeesh. Okay, so fasting's tough.
Yes.
Why do we add fasting to this day, Kathy?
You know what I love is, I'll never forget sitting under the teaching of Fern Nichols and having her talk about when Jesus talked to the disciples. He said, when you fast and pray, not if. And that really struck me. And I did a little deep dive actually in preparation for our chat today and, you know, discovered that there is a lot of talk about fasting, and especially in the New Testament. And it really comes in conjunction with sharing the gospel. And I thought, well, that is powerful. because we are taking this time to fast. And you know, it doesn't have to be a food fast. It can be social media. It can be get up an extra hour early. It can be maybe you're going to skip the newest Netflix thing that you've been wanting to watch. Whatever it is, whatever God calls you to, it's depriving yourself of something to take you to that place of reminding yourself to pray. So when that hunger pang comes, when that I need to go do this, I want to go do that comes, and you say, no, I'm going to take a break from that today, and I'm going to commit to prayer. And you know what I love about the idea is that it has nothing to do with I'm going to do this so God's going to give me what I ask. Mm-hmm. It's that reminder to draw us into the presence of the Lord through depriving ourselves on something that day. So that's why we combine prayer and fasting, because we really want it to be a powerful day.
Fasting is something that has always been really difficult for me. But I find that every time we wrestle through something difficult with the Lord, we come out stronger on the other side. And when you said we're wrestling for the gospel to go forth, that's our mission and our vision, is that we would reach children in schools worldwide for Christ as we pray. That's what we're all about, is that the gospel would go forth in power.
Amen. Amen. And you know, I read an article from Table Talk magazine, and it was talking about how fasting expresses in a God-ordained way our belief that we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And I thought that that is so beautiful, because we are praying for the Lord's goodness to reach this next generation, for him to call moms to rise up and pray, for children to know Jesus is Lord and Savior. And so it's just a powerful component of that day. And again, there is freedom in it. We are saying, if God calls you to this, join us.
Yep. And we're just saying, hey, you may want to give this a try. It's a spiritual discipline that Christ recommends to us and that we both have grown from.
Yes. Amen.
Kathy, how do you see God working around the globe right now?
Lee, I have to tell you that we are seeing such an explosion of moms fighting for unity and fighting for the souls of their children. We are seeing so much growth, and it really has inspired us to just press into Jesus and to just press on in our mission and vision and continuing to share who God is and who we are in this ministry. We're moms that gather to pray and impact this world for Jesus as we gather to pray for children, teachers, and schools. On a very personal level, I had the privilege of visiting a communist country this summer, and I met with a pastor's wife and a group of women who really caught the mission and vision of Moms in Prayer. And after I shared it, she came up to me and she said, "My sister has been doing this for years." And I said, "You're kidding. Tell me about this." And she said, "Yes, somebody came to her church and shared this with me. And she has two groups in her church." So I ended up getting to meet her sister. And sure enough, somebody had come years ago and shared the four steps of prayer with her. And she had been doing this, Lee. She had memorized the four steps of prayer, and she had God's word. That's all she had. She had no tools. She had no resources. And it was that kind of a story that just inspired me, made me realize that we are seeing that there is growth of moms and prayer groups, that God is raising up moms to pray, but we're also seeing that there are women who have been doing this for years. We truly believe that there is an army of women, more than we can even count, who have been praying for this generation and continue to pray. And so we're inspired. We're excited. And so we just get so excited about continuing to just share the mission and vision. Every place God gives us an open door to share it, because God is on the move.
How can women get involved with what your department is doing, or follow along with what's happening around the world?
Oh, that I would love for people to get more involved on the global picture of Moms in Prayer. One thing, easy thing you can do is you can go onto our website and you can sign up to have the bi-monthly prayer calendar sent to your inbox, or you can just look at it. It's right there available online. And that's where we have really a picture of what's going on around the world. You can pray over ministry needs around the world. If you go onto our website and check out the section under who we are and look under global community, you can see testimonies and prayer requests of all of our directors and country coordinators around the world. That's another great way to get involved in what is happening around the world. Sign up for our monthly e-news, where you'll hear an international story every single month and a testimony. So there are so many ways, rich ways on our website for you to get a glimpse of what the Lord is doing globally. And we also have sister countries. Some of you may not know that, but every state in the United States has been assigned sister countries to pray for. And if that is something that you're interested in hearing more about, just shoot your state coordinator a little email and just ask her, who are our sister countries? And you can get on board with praying some specific requests for them as well.
Well, we're in 146 countries around the world when we're recording this, and I know that number is going to be climbing. But I bet most of us couldn't sit down and name 146 countries. So I would just encourage all of us to take out a map and go find these countries as you read down the calendar, to go actually to a map and figure out where these people are, what continent are they are. I love to do this with my kids too, and take those requests to the Lord. I know that as we pray here in the United States and everywhere else you're listening right now, that a new global wave of prayer will sweep over, and we're just so excited. So just want to encourage everybody to get ready for Global Day of Prayer on January 9th, 2019. And Kathy, as we wrap up today, first of all, thank you for being with us. We love you.
Well, it is such an honor to be here today. And I get so excited about talking about what God is doing around the world. So thank you for the opportunity to share this time with you.
Kathy, would you close us up in prayer today for the women of the world?
Oh, boy, it would be my honor. Thank you, Lee. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful that you've given us this opportunity to share about what you are doing around the world. And so I just pray, Lord, for every listener right now, that they would continue to seek you first and your righteousness, that everything else would be added onto their life. And God, I pray that they would be like the prophet Jeremiah, that they would know that they can call to you and you will answer them and show them great and unsearchable things that they did not know. Lord, that these listeners will just cry out to you day by day, moment by moment. And we pray, God, that you will raise up an army of women who will join us on January 9th to cry out for revival and spiritual awakening, for the salvation of children and teachers, and prayer for our schools across the globe. God, we ask that we would be women who are never too busy to sit at your feet and to seek you, God. So we just thank you. Thank you for each person who carved out this time to even listen today. Pray for your blessing upon their life, Lord. Bless and keep them. Make your face shine upon them. Be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. And we do pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Don't you just love all the Moms in Prayer girls? I love them so much. Hey, it's so good to have you here. Have you subscribed to the podcast? All you have to do is head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe. And you can leave a comment there. We love your comments. You can get today's show notes, all the ways you can plug into our global community at our blog at momsinprayer.org. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms around the world. Moms just like you. See you next time.